Overview, a short play by Patrick Cribbin, was read by Mr. Cribbin and Dean Larson at Mr. Larson's studios in Scottsville, Virginia, on April 17, 2004. Mr. Cribbin directed. Scene. A dark stage. Man 1, wearing a headset with earphones and a microphone, and carrying a lighted clipboard, walks into the playing area, jotting notes. At the edge of the playing area, he turns on one or two simple parabola lights, creating a kind of spotlight on the stage. He steps back into the light, pauses, looks up. He makes a sudden, strange, clock-starting gesture, extending his arm and making a large revolution, like a football referee. He walks out into the audience area, taking his place near the back. After several seconds, Man 2 wanders haltingly into the space.
Excuse me, am I in the right place?
Step right in.
This is it, then?
That's correct.
Several seconds of awkward silence.
Is there something in particular you'd like me to, you know, do?
You're doing fine.
Is it all right if I move around a little?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it all right if I move?
Hang on.
Man 1 mutters unintelligibly into the microphone on his headset, as if in conversation with somebody.
Just stay in the light.
In the light?
In the lighted area.
Yes, of course, thank you.
No problem.
Excuse me, is there... Where should I be looking?
How's that?
I say, where should I look? I mean, does it matter where I'm looking?
I don't follow.
I just, you know, I don't want to be looking the wrong way. I mean, that is, if there's a right way that I should be looking.
Hang on.
Man 1 mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
Out.
Pardon?
Out.
Out?
Yes, looking out.
Oh, out. Yes, I see. Thank you. Do you expect this to take very long?
I'm sorry, what?
Does this normally take, you know, a long time?
Normally.
Yes. What's, you know, customary?
Hang on.
Man 1 mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
They say you're moving around too much.
I'm sorry, I thought moving was all right.
They say it's too much.
Well then, how much can I move?
Hang on.
Man 1 mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
Less.
Do you think it might be possible to have a chair?
No chairs. We have a stool, I think.
Ah, a stool then. That I'd be very grateful.
Hang on.
Man 1 mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
No stool.
Sorry?
No stool.
Oh, really? Okay then. It's just rather awkward, you know.
You're moving too much again.
Yes, of course. Look, I might not move so much if I had a chair or something.
No chairs.
Yes, I understand, but...
Hang on.
Man 1 mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
They want you to take a step back.
A step back. Okay, then. Like that? How's that?
That's fine.
You're sure there isn't something I can, I don't know, do?
Hang on.
Man 1 mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
Be... yourself.
Myself, yes. Of course.
Several seconds of silence while Man 2 tries to behave like himself.
Oh, they want you to stop all of that.
What?
They don't like any of that.
I'm sorry, I was just trying to be, you know, natural or something.
Hold still.
Startled, Man 2 freezes up as best he can.
Hold absolutely still.
Man 1 moves into the lighted area and carefully places a child's party hat on Man 2's head. Man 1 returns to the back of the audience. Pause.
You're sure this is standard procedure, then?
Hold it.
Man 1 approaches again. He removes the party hat and places a set of Groucho glasses on Man 2's face. He returns to the back of the room.
Is this part absolutely necessary?
Hold it.
Man 1 approaches again. He moves Mantu's arms into a new position. He steps back. He steps in again, removes Mantu's Groucho glasses, and puts them on himself. He steps back and peers very long and hard at Man One, removes the Groucho glasses, and drifts to the back of the room.
Look, I have to confess, I'm beginning to wonder about this. I mean, I'm not sure I don't quite...
Hang on.
Man One mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
They say you can relax.
Man Two unfreezes himself.
Look, you've all been very professional and everything, and I appreciate that, I do, but maybe this wasn't really meant to be.
How's that?
Well, I mean, I just don't feel, you know, right about this. This is all, well, it's all a little peculiar, wouldn't you say?
Ha!
Look, I don't know how to put this exactly, but maybe I'm just not exactly what you're looking for. Just exactly what are you looking for, by the way?
Hang on.
Man One mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
They like that.
What?
What you were just doing.
Really? What specifically were they referring...
Yes, they like that very much.
Well, then, that's...
They'd like you to do it again.
Oh, terrific. That's really, I don't know, flattering, I guess, but you see, I'm unclear about just what it was they, you know, liked so much.
Unclear?
Yes, unclear, uncertain.
Hang on.
Man One mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
Okay, you can go now.
Really? Because, well, I thought you want to see, you know, the part that they liked.
No, you're free to go.
Well, okay then, so that's it?
That's it.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and well, okay then.
Okay.
Okay.
Man 2 walks out of the circle of light, but steps back in a few seconds.
I'm sorry, but they didn't say anything about, you know, how it went, I mean, overall, did they?
Not at this time, no.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you again.
Man 2 walks out of the light, but comes back again in a few seconds.
Because I felt I could possibly do a little more if they were inclined.
No, thank you.
Oh, all right, then. Sorry to trouble you, and thanks again.
Man 2 walks out, but walks back in right away.
Oh, all right, look, I'm sorry. I really shouldn't do this, I know, but I don't feel like you really got, you know, my best, and I thought if
best?
I... Excuse me?
What best?
Well, you know, my best. My best presentation of whatever it is you're looking for, and which, I must say, I am reasonably sure I possess in some considerable quantity. If only I had an opportunity to demonstrate. You see, I'm afraid I've rather blown it here today, or not blown it exactly, but somehow, because of my own, I don't know, my own something or other, I have not altogether lived up to what you might call expectations. But I believe that, you know, given another chance, as it were, a reprieve or what have you, I could very well meet or indeed even exceed those expectations, if I may be so bold.
Man One approaches Man Two, circles him, peering at him. He pauses, puts on the Groucho glasses, and peers at Man 2 intently.
Hang on.
Man 1 mutters unintelligibly into his microphone.
You can come back tomorrow.
Really? Tomorrow? Well, that's, yes, well, tomorrow, okay. Thank you, really, very much for all your help, and tomorrow it is then.
Man 2 starts to exit.
Tomorrow.
Man 2 comes back into the playing area.
That's very fine, really. Okay, tomorrow.
Man 2 starts to exit.
Tomorrow.
Man 2 comes partly back into the playing area.
Yes, thank you, then.
Man 2 starts to exit.
Tomorrow.
Man 2 is caught between exiting and re-entering.
Right. Tomorrow. Right.
Man 2 exits. Man 1 walks back into the lighted area. After a pause, he repeats the clock-starting gesture from the beginning of the play douses the light on his clipboard. End.